All right, Rabbosai, good evening, good evening. Let us begin. Tonight, we are beginning Yemir Seshanth Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, 11a. The Mishnah says as follows, B'shachar, Levarich Shayim Lefanev Achas Lacharav. So in the morning, I suppose, so remember again, up until now, we've been speaking about Kriyashma. Now, actually, we're going to speak a little bit about the brachos of Kriyashma. So the Mishnah says as follows, in the morning, Levarich Shayim Lefanev Achas Lacharav. So in the morning, we make two brachas before we go ahead and recite Shema, and one bracha afterwards. Uba erev, and in the evening, mevarek shtayim lefana ushtayim lacharav. We make two brachas before Shema and two brachas after Shema. Achas arukha v'achas kitzara. Now again, ultimately again in the brachos after the nighttime Shema, so we recite two brachas. One of them is long and one of them is short. Again, well, bless you. We'll get into all of this a little bit more in depth in Mirat Hashem. Malkum Shomer L'Harach in Rosh HaVekatzer. So again, when Chazal said that it's a longer bracha, you have to keep it a longer bracha. You can't make it short. L'Katzer in Rosh HaVekatzer. And when it's supposed to be a short bracha, ultimately, again, you can't prolong it. Lachtom Eino Rosh HaShalo Lachtom. If a bracha is supposed to end, let's say with a Baruch HaTo Hashem, you can't end it in a different way. Shalo Lachtom Eino Rosh HaLachtom. And again, if a bracha doesn't end with Baruch HaTo Hashem, you can't choose to insert your own ending to the bracha. So this is actually part of an overarching concept of that when it comes to brachos Chazal, the Lashon of the Gemara is made a matbea. They coined a certain framework, and you can't go ahead and mess with that framework. Whatever Chazal did, that's what remains. Beautiful, says the Gemara. Mai Mavarech. So we'll see, let's talk about. So what are the birchos kriyashma? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Ushia, Amud Beis Yotze Aru Varech Hoshech. So what's the bracha? First bracha is Yotzer Oru Varech Hoshech. Then Hashem is the one. This is, remember again, when we speak about birchos kriyashma, so remember again, we're talking about Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu contains Birchos Kriyashma. So the first bracha we say is Yotzer Or Uvarei Choshech. I says the Gemara Lema Yotzer Or Uvarei Noga. Why not say Hashem is the one who creates light and creates twilight? Twilight. They're both saying, now, why would you go with twilight? So twilight is interesting because twilight, Noga, is like a more intriguing time, right? Night is a definitive time of day, right? Day is a definitive time of day. Like twilight is like that combination. So why not say that Hashem Baruch Hu creates twilight? Because that's a pasuk. In other words, we base the bracha on the verbiage found in the pasuk. And the pasuk that we're discussing is in the Navi Yeshaya. And the Navi Yeshaya itself says, Yotze or Uvari Choshech. So therefore, we just take the same lashon of the pasuk ultimately again for the bracha. Elamiata, Ose Shalom Uvore Ra. Here's the problem, right? Again, we say in Berchos Kriyashma, Ose Shalom Uvore Esakol. Right? That's how we have the bracha. But yet the pasuk itself is Hashem makes Shalom Uvore Ra, creates evil. So why not go ahead and say Borei Ra as part of the pasuk? So the Gemara says, Do we use that phrase as it's written in the pasuk? No, Eliksiv Ra. Rather, again, the pasuk itself says Ra, the Karinan Hakol. But yet, when we make the bracha, we say Oseh Shalom Uvarei Sakol. So what's going on over here? Lishna Ma'aliyah. No, because when making a bracha, the Chazal didn't want to use lashon of Ra. And I didn't want his lashon of negative, of evil. So therefore, instead, they just put in their hakol. Hacha nami lema noga, lishna ma'ayas. So it's over here. So let's say, yotzer aru vare noga. Noga is so nice, right? Noga is so nice. Twilight is so beautiful. So let's also use a nice lashon. I'm about to say, we're on 11b. We are now five lines down. Ela omarava. Midas yom ba'layla, umidas layla ba'yom. So I'm about to say, rather again, this is what Rava says, the brachas are formulated in the following way. The brachos are there in order to go ahead and make mention of the aspect of daytime at night and to make mention of the aspect of nighttime by day. That's how the brachos are structured. So the Gemara says, Bishlam amidas layla bayom kidarminon. So I understand we mentioned the concept of night by day. So remember again, that's Yotzer Ar Uvarei Choshech. We're mentioning nighttime, right? Yotzer Ar Uvarei Choshech. Allah. Midas yom ba'layla hechi mishkachas. But where do you find the mentioning of daytime in the context of night? Am Rabaye, golel or mipnei choshech, the choshech mipnei ar. We'll say right in the birchos kriyash, the brachos preceding Shema by Ma'ariv. Literally we say, golel or mipnei choshech, he rolls away light in the presence of darkness, the choshech mipnei ar, and night in the from before light. So the idea was, interesting enough, so the brachos themselves are structured that in the day we make mention of night, and at night we make mention of day. I will say, there's actually, I think, a real profundity in that. If you look at that Lashon, Kadeh Lahaskir Midas Yom Balayla Umidas Laila Bayom. Right? You have to remember the nighttime by day. You have to remember the daytime by night. So we'll say, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So what does it mean? You have to work backwards. What does it mean? You have to remember the daytime at night. So remember again, night in general always represents uncertainty, always represents difficulty and adversity. So how does the Jew approach night? How do you approach Laila? And what's the answer? What's the answer? With confidence, right? That there's going to be light. That's the secret of our people, right? We always approach life with such a sense of hope, such a sense of optimism, such a belief that somehow, some way, like Gamzu L'Tova, everything is for good. And Emir Hashem, as they say, I call you Stader, right? Everything will work out as it needs to work out. That's what it means to remember the daytime at night. Even when your life is night, you have difficult circumstances, you can't lose sight that Emir Hashem, day will come. But the reverse is also true. Even when it's daytime, you have to remember night. And I will say, what does that mean? What that means is when life is good, and it may sound like a little bit of like a morose thought, one thing you have to keep in mind is it's not going to last. Now, what does that mean, it's not going to last? What it means is life is a series of peaks and valleys. So even if life is incredibly wonderful, happy now, just be prepared that at some point in time, there's going to be adversity. You know, sometimes what ends up happening in life, you know, is that when we encounter like a good patch, Baruch Hashem, we kind of lull ourselves into like this false sense of security. Oh, I guess the hard times are behind me, right? And it's like smooth sailing from here. And then what happens? Then something comes and like, it's like, wow, like a punch in the gut. And I'm like, so the better way to approach life is when you are experiencing like a wonderful time in life, be besimcha. But also be cognizant that there's definitely going to be adversity and difficulty. I'll share with you, there's a beautiful Arizal. The Arizal says, I've mentioned this before. The Arizal says, why is it that people cry from happiness? Right? It's an interesting idea, because crying is usually associated with sadness. You see this all the time, like at a wedding. Right? People cry at weddings. Why is crying? When you feel simcha, like when you are at like the peak of joy, it's not laughter that comes out. Right, when you're at the peak of joy, what comes out? Tears. So the Arizal says something amazing. The Arizal says, because deep down, when you're at that pinnacle of joy, the neshama knows you can't hold on to it. The neshama knows that this moment is fleeting, and chances are, difficulty, adversity are going to go ahead and come your way as well. So the neshama knows that, but the neshama doesn't like want to say that. So instead, what happens? It manifests itself in tears. Those are, we call them tears of joy, but it's the same tears of joy that are tears of sadness. In the moment of most acute simcha, there's like a deep, profound awareness that there is going to be adversity. That I can't hold on to these moments, but rather adversity is going to set in. And it sounds a little bit morose, but it's not morose. It's actually real. I've come to find that the worst thing you could do in life is go through life with an expectation that life is supposed to be easy. Because if you go through life with an expectation that life is supposed to be easy, and then suddenly it's not easy, like, whoa, what happened over here? You see this all the time, right? People encounter adversity, and like, they're lost. They're lost. They don't know how to deal with it. They don't know what to do. They can't find right side up. Often it's because they've come to adversity with an expectation that life is supposed to be easy. But instead, if you approach life, that life is not going to be easy. It is not. It's going to be filled with adversity. It's just a question of how intense the adversity is, but the adversity is good because you grow from it. But I accept that as a reality of life. That things are going to be hard. So then suddenly when the difficulty set in, you're like, I got this. I don't know how I got this, but I got this. Like I will, and I would say that's midas yom balayla, umidas laila bayom. When things are difficult, laila, have the hope and optimism that light is going to come. And when things are good, just steady yourself and ready yourself for the fact that adversity is going to come. And that way, when it does come, because it always comes, Emir Hashem, you'll be ready for it. Incredible. Let's go back to V'idach Mahi. Shabbos says, so that's one bracha berchos kriyashma. Yozer varechoshach. What's the other one? V'iyamadi. Am Rav Yehuda, Am Shmuel, Avarabo. Let's say, quite literally. See, it's always exciting, by the way, like when you find something in the Siddur, right, that we say to this very day, and like you find it, like, let's say, this is... It's like a couple thousand years old. You know what I'm saying? Like this dated material over here, but yet it's ridiculously contemporary. How beautiful is it that like the same Avaraba that's on the page of Yud Aleph Amud Beis in Brachos is the same Avaraba that we say today? Who else has a continuity like that? You want to know the secret of the Jewish people? It's Ava Rabba. It's the fact that, like, we can embed ourselves in a tradition, we can embed ourselves in a service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in certain ways is immutable. Certain way Judaism, of course, Judaism evolves. Everything evolves, but there are certain immutable things that keep us anchored. It's just so beautiful. So Ava Rabba is the second bracha. V'chein ori le'Rabbi Elazar, le'Rabbi Yudas, b'rei Ava Rabba, Tanya Nami Yochia, b'reis that supports this, ein omrim avas olam, Ella Ava Rabba. We don't say Avas Olam. Rather, we say Ava Rabba. I suppose that's interestingly enough, we're not going to get into it now, but this is one of the interesting things between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz, right? Ava Rabba versus Avas Olam. Okay, it all comes from the Gemara. Rabbanan Amri, Avas Olam. Rabbanan say, no, you don't say Ava Rabba. You do say Avas Olam. V'chinu Omer, V'Avas Olam Avticha, Alkin Mishach Ticha Chased. And again, he quotes the Pasuk over here from Yirmiyahu, that ultimately, again, the Avas Olam. So that's just quoting the Lashon over here. So good. So we'll say, this is Birchos Kriyat Shema. So first bracha is Yotzer Oru Vorei Choshech, right? And that first bracha ends, remember again, with Yotzer Hama Oros. And then second bracha is Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, depending on which Nusach you daven. Incredible. Let's go by it. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo. We'll say, very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo. Hishkim. Shmuel, is there honey in this? Delicious. Delicious. Good. No, none for you. None for you. No. You're cut off from beverage service here at Shir. This thing around says Asalas. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hishkin Lishanos. So let's listen to this. Let's say a person wakes up in the morning and they want to learn. First thing they want to learn. Shabbos says, so now what's the halacha? Now we're going to transition a little bit from the halachos of birchos kriyat shema to birchos haTorah. So watch this. A person wakes up in the morning and they want to learn. Ad shelo kara kriyat shema, tzarech levarich. So we'll say, if you have not yet said shema. So as I wake up first thing. I haven't said shema yet, but I want to learn. Tzarech levarich. You have to say birchos haTorah. So we'll say, we're talking about birchos Torah here. Okay. Mishakara kriyat shema tzarech levarich. But if you already said shema, you don't have to say birchos haTorah. Why not? Shekvar niftar bi'ahava rabba. Very interesting. Because if you said Shema, that means you already said Birchos Kriyat Shema. And in Birchos Kriyat Shema is the brach of Ava Rabba. And Ava Rabba discharges your obligation for Birchos Kriyat Shema. Now, why is that? So take a quick look at Rashi. You see Rashi is in the first short line. Shekvar niftar bi'ahava rabba. Shiyesh ba me'ein Birchos haTorah. Because Ava Rabba itself is like a mini Birchos haTorah. How so? The same bilibenu lilmod ulalamed lishmar balasus lekayim as called the rei salmud sarasecha. So Rashi points out over here that in Ava Rabba, there's a statement. We ask Hashem to please place in our hearts the ability to learn Torah, to teach Torah, to observe Torah, to perform Torah, to uphold all the tenets of Torah. So in essence, it's actually very interesting. So to a certain degree, Ava Rabba is like a mini Birchas haTorah. So what the Gemara is suggesting is like this. I wake up first thing in the morning, I want to learn. So if I haven't yet said Shema and its brachas, then I have to say Birchas haTorah. However, if I said Shema and its brachas, then technically speaking, those discharge my obligation of Birchas haTorah. Amrav Huna, lemikra tzarech levarich. You have to say Birchas haTorah before you learn Chumash. Ulemadrish ain't tzarech levarich. So what's the interesting machlokes? What requires Birchas haTorah? For Medrash, you don't have to say Birchas haTorah. For Belazar, Amr Rabbi Elazar says, no, lemikra ulemadrish tzarech levarich. You have to say Birchas haTorah for both Mikra and Medrash. The Mishnah Yitzarach Levarech. However, again, for Mishnah, you don't have to say Birchas Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af, the Mishnah Nam Yitzarach Levarech, Aval Talmud Yitzarach Levarech, Rava Amar Af, Talmud Yitzarach Levarech, Damar Avichi Yabar Ashi, because again, so Rava says, even for Talmud, you have to say Birchas Torah. Damar Avichi Yabar Ashi, Rav Chibar Ashi says, Zimnin Sigin Havi Ka'imna Kamei Derav, Listnuye Pirkin Besifra, Debei Rav. So listen to this. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avashi said, he said, many times I was before Rav to learn. And what happened? Rav would wake up, have a makdim. So Rav have a makdim in Kamashia day. Rav would wake up. He would wash his hands. Ubarech. He would say Berchas haTorah. Umasni lan pirkin. And then he would go ahead and teach us. So you see from here that Allah HaMais, you require Berchas haTorah before you learn anything. This is how we paskin. In general, when you wake up in the morning, so the halacha is you really have to say Birchas haTorah before you go ahead and learn anything. Any body of Torah knowledge requires Birchas haTorah prior to going ahead and learning. Now, what I will point out to you that's interesting, I will say, this discussion of using Ava Rabba for Birchas haTorah. Let me just say this quickly outside. So remember, the Gemara here introduces this idea that maybe Avraham could count as Berachas HaTorah. So I'll tell you where this does come up. So ideally, we don't rely on Avraham for Berachas HaTorah. A person is supposed to say regular Berachas HaTorah as they're printed in the Siddur. Okay? So where does Avraham come up? Listen to this. Let's say I forgot to say Berachas HaTorah. Whatever, I was running late, I ran into shul, I just started davening, I forgot to recite Berachas HaTorah. And then what happens? I realize, as when I'm getting up to Shema, that I didn't say Berachas HaTorah, I could have in mind that Av Rabba should count as my Berachas HaTorah. So that could work. In other words, you don't do a lechatchila, but ex post facto, if you forgot Berachas HaTorah, you're already up to Shema, you could go ahead and rely on that Av Rabba to count as your Berachas HaTorah. The only caveat is, a person has to make sure to actually learn some Torah immediately after davening in order to fully activate the Av Rabba identity as Berachas HaTorah. Okay, just an interesting side halacha. Because it says in Rabbi Mevarech, so what bracha, what is Berachas HaTorah? So I'm Yehuda Meshmuel, I share Kiddusham, Sassav, Zivana, Lassok, with Divrei Torah. That's the bracha, right? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sanctified us for the mitzvahs, and he commanded us to engage in Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan added in like an additional supplication, Hashem, please make your Torah pleasant. We'll say, what a beautiful bracha, right? We ask Hashem, please, we're going to do it. But can allow us to find the sweetness in it. I'll say, I think this is one of the things that you know, when you finally taste that sweetness of Yiddishkeit, that sweetness of Torah, it's so good, right? You wish you had it like all those years beforehand. So I ask Hashem, please, just give me the sweetness. Allow me. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. But let me feel. Let me taste the sweetness in it. Harevna, make it pleasant, and make it pleasant in my mouth, in the mouth of all of my children, my offspring, and all of Klal Yisrael. And allow us all to be people who know your name and are engaged in Torah. Baruch atah Hashem, hamelamei Torah liyamo Yisrael. Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, the one who teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael. Nuna said, no, this is Birchas Torah. Amar, Asher bachar banu, nikal la'amim, v'nasan lanu es Torah. So baruch atah Hashem, nosin ha-Torah. That's Birchas ha-Torah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us the Torah. Okay, I'm Rav Hamnuna, Zohi Me'ula Shebe Brachas. Rav Huna says, I like that last one best. Asher Bach Rabbanu, that's the best one. But what's the halacha, Rabbosai Hilchach? Nimrinhu Lekulhu. Rabbosai, what's the halacha? The halacha is, we say all of them. Remember what you just saw over here? This is our Birchas HaTorah. Now we have a couple of other things because we kind of sprinkle in there some actual sections of Torah as well. A Mishnah, some Psukim. But Aloha said, this is it. This is all Birchas HaTorah. Now, but I will point out for you something very interesting. As much as all of this becomes part of Birchas HaTorah, the Bracha of Asher Bachar Banu is the primary part of Birchas HaTorah. That is the primary part. So again, if for some reason one didn't have time or one is unable to recite all the Berachas HaTorah, the Bracha of Asher Bachar Banu is the Iker, and that one takes really primacy over everything else. Tanan Hasan. All right, but you know what we'll do is we'll stop over here for tonight. Good. We'll cover some good ground. And hopefully we'll get back on track now for doing an Amid. Shkach tomorrow night again. Same time. Chevra. Such a schosom with all of you. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah, good. Meretz Hashem. I'll find a reason to put out a poll for something this week, but...